The monsoon season hit the valley hard this week. On Monday, the National Weather Service reported winds of 50 miles per hour, along with nearly 2 inches of rain in some places. Tens of thousands lost power. For a lot of us, the wet weather is a welcome reprieve from the summer heat. But for some, these storms can be devastating. Tia Oso's family lost their home of 75 years during Monday's storm when a 150-foot tall tree fell on top of it. Her mother and two other family members were inside at the time. Although no one was seriously injured, the house may be a total loss. I got a hold of Oso earlier when she was at the hospital with her mother, and I asked her what happened.
So what happened is the first monsoon storm of the year came through, and it was really powerful in the East Valley and knocked down a lot of trees in the neighborhood, including our pine tree that's in the front yard of our house. It's been there my whole life, my mom's whole life, and it uprooted the tree, the winds uprooted the tree and knocked it onto the house, directly onto my mom's bedroom, where it went through the roof and pinned my mom to the bed.
Wow. So is she doing okay? No, I know you're at the hospital now.
Yeah, we're at the hospital now. So she is totally in stable condition and everything. Her leg wound is been like kind of packed and patched until the doctors can assess how it needs to be treated. They want to make sure that they can clear it of any debris or anything that they weren't able to see from the x-rays. And so she's just resting right now until the doctors let us know what they're going to do for the leg to be able to heal.
Yeah. I know you said this is your family home. You were raised there. You've lived in Phoenix your whole life. You've lived through monsoon seasons before, some of these big storms. What was your reaction when you found out what had happened yesterday?
I was in complete disbelief. I live in LA now. I just was there a few years ago. But this is the house that my grandmother and great aunt built with their own hands. My mom was born in this house. My aunt and uncle were born in this house. You know, me and my siblings all grew up here. And my family still lives there, caregiving for my mom, who is, you know, unfortunately disabled now. And so just when they told me and they called me on the phone, you know, frantically calling me to let me know what happened, I was in complete disbelief to hear, you know, the tree fell on the house, the tree fell on mom. And then my sister sent me a picture and I saw that it had been raining and I said, oh my God, was there a storm? And my sister called me back and said, yes, you know, it was the first monsoon storm and this is what happened. It blew out also the neighbor's window. Several of the trees in the neighborhood have been downed. And I've lived through many storms, like many electrical storms. And, you know, we always kind of talk and joke about the monsoon and how the storms come really suddenly and how powerful they are. But nothing like this has ever happened. Like the most that we've ever had before is like some, you know, the roof leaking a little bit. The tree was struck by lightning once before, but that was a long time ago.
Yeah. Describe for us what it looks like now that you've seen it.
It looks like a disaster movie. The entire, like, 150-foot tall tree is over on top of the house, and through the bedroom, you know, where my mom sleeps and lives every day, is completely crushed. It looks like something out of a movie.
Yeah. Is it a total loss at this point? What do you know about the level of damage?
We don't know anything about the level of damage. The city hasn't told us anything directly. They have not gone into the home to test any of the structural soundness. They were making some comments yesterday when it first happened about, you know, the roof might cave in. It's not structurally sound. You know, we're going to have to demolish the house. But they haven't actually done a thorough inspection because the tree is still in the house.
Right.
In doing some research today and trying to find out about what type of assistance or city services there may be, it's actually that my mom is going to be expected to actually have the tree removed. And there aren't any services. There aren't any, you know, immediate place for my family to go or anything like that. And so we're really trying to scramble and, like, figure out how we're going to pick up the pieces in many ways.
Yeah. So I know you're raising money through a GoFundMe page, and this is going to be a financial challenge, it sounds like. Did you, I guess, have any insurance? Was there any sort of way you think you could have prepared for something like this?
No, so unfortunately the house didn't have insurance. My mom retired in 2006 and then had the stroke in 2009. Mm-hmm. And homeowners insurance just wasn't something that she had. And then also I think maybe she didn't think it was something that she ever needed because we live in Mesa, Arizona, where the weather is uneventful, right? It's 110 degrees, but that isn't a disaster,
right?
Depending on how you look at things. And so we didn't have homeowners insurance, unfortunately, and there's no way that we would have predicted that the tree would fall onto the house.
Totally.
Like, who would think that ever?
Yeah.
And, you know, it's a pine tree, and pine trees, you know, live decades. And it was, you know, like an icon for our family and for our neighborhood. Like, in no world did I ever think, oh, yeah, the tree is going to fall on the house. Like, something might happen to the house ever.
Right, right, of course.
I never thought that.
All right. Tia Oso, thank you so much for joining us to talk about this.
Thank you.